Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I told you about good wisdom, number one and number two. I said, the first session was about the theories on good wisdom, but the messages preached from today are about how we apply them and put them into action. So let's review the previous messages briefly, and I'll continue. In the last session, I said, if we receive good wisdom, first, we can have wisdom to discern between good and evil and be guided onto the right path. Also, I explained about the good wisdom discerning between good and evil with the example of King Solomon. However, to receive this good wisdom, we should discern things by fruit. The fruit of people with good wisdom is, first, the fruit of truth, second, good fruit, and third, evidence of God's being with them. So, the fruit of truth, with this fruit of truth, we can discern people not by their words, but also by their actions. In other words, we shouldn't listen to them. We have to watch them so that whether they are faithful, how well they are managing their Christian lives and prayers. So, if we keep the right path, and if we discern the truth like this, we will not have any difficulties. If we concentrate on things with the normal thought, then we can discern things by the truth. Second, the good fruit that can discern between good and evil. I made an example of King Solomon, who was about to judge between two ladies who claimed a boy as their son. Thanks to the good fruit of a lady, Solomon made a decision that that lady was the true mom. So if there is an evil fruit that is against the truth, then that fruit doesn't belong to good fruit of our Father God. So far, there have been many people who left the church, and they made up rumors to destroy this church. And I told you that they are not good fruits belong to Father God. However, to be able to discern these things well, we have to long for goodness, and we gotta have the heart of goodness. Then we can be governed by the good heart, and we can discern the fruits. Third, fruit that can discern between good and evil is the fruit that can be guaranteed by Father God, and then which can be categorized into the words of lips and the works of the power. Even though this church is under the God's refinement, those who bear the fruits of goodness can receive power of God from God, and they can manifest it, and they can receive protection from God, and they can receive blessing from Father God. They can receive the good wisdom from Father God, and Father God leads them to a good way. The works of power also belong to the fruit of God's being with them. So regarding this, I would like to tell you what happened, something that happened recently. A husband who was not Christian got a surgery, but after the surgery, he got no pain. We can see the power of recreation manifested our senior pastor. You know, those who went to a very serious surgery got, you know, very healthy. And it works even to those, you know, non-believers. As I listen to this message, I'm so much touched. So, I ask myself, what if the power of recreation got accomplished 100% and what will happen? Hallelujah. In this session, I'll preach if we receive good wisdom. Second, we can receive answers to all our prayers through the wisdom moving God's heart and receive blessings of prosperity in everything. brothers and sisters, if we can touch God's heart, we can receive any answers, and we can be guided to the way of prosperity in all things because God is with us. To do so, we should receive good wisdom to understand God's heart so that we can please God. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." So, how can we please God then? First, we can please God, the Father, by believing and making the confession of faith in any difficulties. As it says in Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him." Second, we can please God the Father by fulfilling goodness in our hearts and offering up the aroma of goodness in prayer. Third, we can please God the Father by becoming one, pursuing peace with all people. Now, let's look into what we should do in details to please God and receive the blessing of prosperity. To receive the good wisdom to move God's heart, first, we should believe and make the confession of faith in any difficulties. There is a story of Abraham's eldest servant in Genesis chapter 24. Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he owned, "Please, place your hand under my thigh, and I'll make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I live, but you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac." Then his servant said, "O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham." He made this confession, as in Genesis 24, verse 12. And Father God was pleased with this confession. And he made the servant met Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. She came to a well, and she met the servant. And the servant found a girl who is worthy to be wife to Abraham's son Isaac. So the confession of faith and the prayer of faith can please Father God. When the senior pastor started this church in 1982, he had to pay a rent every month. And Father God tested him a couple of times. On a due date, he had to pay the rent by 6 o'clock. But he got nothing. He got nervous. But he got faith that trusted Father God. So, he showed his faith with easy heart as Father God tested him till the end. And Father God worked at 6 o'clock and blessed our senior pastor to pay a rent. As you can see, when we give prayer of faith without changing, Father God is pleased and Father God works accordingly. A senior pastor passed a couple of tests like that, Father God prepared things in advance so that senior pastor could receive blessing onward. As you can see, when you please Father God with unchanging faith, you can receive the blessing of prosperity. I myself have this kind of beautiful testimony through the confession of faith. In the beginning of 2000, in my parish, which I was in charge, had to visit one Sweetwater site. There were other parishes, and we had to, organize in a bus to bring the members to one Sweetwater site. But there was a problem, and the workers didn't organize the bus schedule well, so they argued over it. And before the event, we got the budget from the church, and some parish had the number of bus which was not enough to carry all the parish members. On the other hand, other members of the parish had enough seats in the bus. So, the easiest way is to find the empty spots and, put those, who didn't get the seat to that spot, right? But it wasn't organized so well. So I didn't feel easy. Because the parish members got, argument over that, and peace was broken. So I said to myself, and I was told that a bus was broken too, and they had to wait longer to change bus. So my mind was, full of this kind of stress. So I closed my eyes, and I had a moment to think about this. Then the Holy Spirit told me something, and I said to myself like this, even if I complain, even if I under stress, what will happen? What will change? Okay, I will look at things by the eyes of faith, and I'd better make a confession of faith. That's what I thought. So I opened my eyes, and I talked to the co-workers who were in my same bus. Then Father God is going to work greatly so that, our members got tested like this. So once we overcome, Father God will work amazingly. I made that kind of confession of faith. Then, soon, I got a call from the pastor who was in charge of Muan Sweet Water. And he said, we were actually scheduled to dip ourselves in a small water tank. But things got better, so we could dip ourselves into a bigger size of a water tank. So we could finish the event quite quickly. So after dipping ourselves, we went to Muan Sweet Water, hill, and we saw, three rainbows, collapsing together as we can see in screen, and we could finish the event well by the grace of Father God. As we can see, as we confess by faith, it can please Father God, and we can receive the blessing of prosperity. Brothers and sisters, in any given situation, if you depend on Father God and look at things by faith and make the confession of faith and pray, and if that can please our Father God, then you can receive the prosperity, blessing of prosperity. To receive good wisdom to move God's heart. Second, we should fulfill goodness in our heart and offer up good aroma of prayer. One senior pastor told us this testimony when senior pastor was a member in a small church. There was a deacon and his wife. They asked the senior pastor about money that they lent to someone. He had a friend, and the friend asked him to, lend him money. Since that friend was so close to him, he was not in senior pastor, he was a deacon in a small church. Soon, his friend didn't give him a call. He was avoiding the call. He was out of contact. So, this deacon got no way to get the money back. But the pastor of that small church told them that you heard the word of God, love your enemy, and then bless the one who curses you, and pray for the one who persecutes you. Your friend didn't, borrow money not to give it back to you. Probably he is in a very difficult situation, so don't hate him. Instead, pity him and pray for him with love. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. So diligently, they, you know, thought about that word, and then they went to early prayer morning, and they made a vow to pray for a month. So they prayed for their friend with love. And if you think about, you know, diligently, sometimes you cannot sleep well. You know, sometimes diligently means, you know, you have to save time to sleep, which means you have to wake up early. So I think these two, Deacon and his wife, thought about it. So they went to, they made a vow to give, you know, early prayer, early morning prayer for a month. So they prayed. When it was about to due day, they got a sudden call from the friend who borrowed money. And the friend said, about a week ago, I couldn't sleep. I remember the money that I borrowed from you. If I don't give it back to you, I would not die in peace. I got so nervous. So I want to, you know, return you this money. Hallelujah. So as you can see, if you give a prayer of goodness out of love, then Father God is pleased and He works. I have another testimony who received a similar blessing. It is a story of a senior deaconess who ran a restaurant. Her restaurant was very good. And among her customers, there was a customer who was very close to her. Whenever she came to her restaurant, she asked for a recipe, and she got good relationship with other co-workers. One day, that customer opened the restaurant, which had the same menu with her restaurant. So she counseled senior pastor, and senior pastor said, don't hate that restaurant. Rather, pray to God so that both of your restaurants can be blessed. So senior deaconess prayed like that. In the end, she continued to receive blessing. And there were other restaurants who had the similar menus. And eventually they were all closed down. So all the customers who went to other restaurants eventually came to her restaurant. So she received a great blessing. As you can see, when you give the prayer of goodness, Father God's heart can be moved and He can give you a great blessing. I hope that you have accomplished the heart of goodness and overcome evil with goodness and give the aroma of good heart and move the hearts of Father God and receive the blessing of prosperity. To receive good wisdom to move God's heart, third, we should become one by pursuing peace with all people. Since when we are united as one, Father God is pleased and He works. There is a saying that goes, when the family is united as one, everything goes well. And this applies to every organization. Of course, when this church is united as one, we can experience revival. And as we follow the desire of the Holy Spirit and be united with the Holy Spirit, then we can receive blessing of prosperity. The secret of this church experiencing great revival was that senior pastor accepted all the people, even those who were rude to him, who were disobedient to him, who said against to him. But he embraced them all and served them. And Father God was pleased with them, pleased with senior pastor. And even the senior pastor's subordinates were touched by his love. And from the depths of their hearts, they loved senior pastor, they respected senior pastor, and we could be united as one. To have this kind of organization, we have to have the heart of service, heart of obedience, and heart of love. As we can have this kind of heart like the senior pastors, what I realized was that in order to receive volunteering, you know, obedience, the senior must have the heart of love first. When the time comes, senior pastor will come out with the 100% of power of recreation. When it happens, and if we want to become if we want to play a good roles of the era of blessing, we have to become the good fruits of senior pastor, and we have to accomplish the heart of service, obedience, and love. And we gotta pursue peace with everyone. Romans 8:6 says, "The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." So we have to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, and we have to make peace with everybody. For example, as we listen to message, senior pastor said that if you are humble, you can be touched by the message delivered by even a young pastor. Since it is the Word of God, you should be able to receive grace from the message. People are all different. Preachers have different colors, different tastes, different ideas. So do not put their messages into a certain frame of yours. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, "Always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people." Only with the heart of goodness, if we can receive grace from the message of Father God, then nothing matters. That's the good teaching of our senior pastor, isn't it? As we follow his good teaching and have peace in our heart, then we can bear the good fruit of our shepherd. Then, mommy can be united as one, and which can please our Father God, and we will eventually receive quick answer and blessing. And that's good wisdom, isn't it? I think that we are overcoming the moments of refinement. We gotta be united as one. But Galatians 5:15 says, "If you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." Even if we think we are right, that's not the good will of Father God. That will deteriorate this church. That will make Satan dance, which will make Father God sorry. I hear some, you know, news when this church undergoes the moments of refinement. So I didn't feel good. My body didn't feel good. When I prayed in that situation, you know, when my body is not good, I gotta look back on myself. When my heart didn't feel good, it means it's all due to self-righteousness and frameworks. So I have to look back on myself. That's how I started to repentance. Then I was able to understand everybody. And then I felt good, and my body also felt good. Even though you may feel sorry now, but well, sometimes, you know, I feel sorry for some people, but I feel much better now, peaceful. The teaching of our senior pastor was only the heart of mercy and love. When things are not in accordance with our thoughts, we gotta have a heart to understand each other and to take pity of each other. When we use our self-righteousness frameworks, we can feel awkward in our heart, and we may condemn and judge others. As we consider others, like my own family, then you can pity them more, and you can give more prayers of tears out of your love. Brothers and sisters, all of you who are here, love our shepherd and trust each other. So we have to treasure each other. Even though my thought is different from yours, if we take each other's shoes, then we can understand each other. We can embrace them each other. That's the good wisdom of our shepherd. As we become good fruit like this, Father God's will and providence for this church will be quickly accomplished, and we will eventually prepare the blessing. Of course, our beloved senior pastor will be pleased as well. Brothers and sisters, now let us be united as together, united as one, and follow peace out of love and mercy. Then the blessing will overflow in this church, that we will come out as fruit of New Jerusalem, for sure.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, to please our Father God, let me tell you about justice that Father God may want from us. When senior pastor is not around us, we are undergoing this moment of refinement, and there must be a justice of Father God for us. That is, we gotta be perfect like our senior pastor. When senior pastor was around, even though we were short of many things, thanks to senior pastor, we could overcome things very well. We learned the best truth from our senior pastor. So, we may, you know, overlook many things in many fields of the church. I'm a pastor. But when I was short of many things, you know, many church members just, you know, take it for granted. So without this kind of refinement, when whole countless souls around the world come to this church after senior pastor accomplished power recreation 100%, then we may judge them by their look. Then we can hinder the glory of Father God. So we have to have the correct relationship with our Father God first. In order to do so, just as we learned from our senior pastor, according to those messages of goodness and truth, we have to be upright before Father God. When senior pastor told about the shortages, deficiency of the body, sometimes we overlook things. But now it's time to discern it by the truth well. And we have to keep our manners and fill up our deficiencies. Senior pastor put great emphasis on the order and the basics and fundamentals. Ephesians 5:13 says, "All things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light." Senior pastor told us to be rebuked and pointed. And in order to do so, we gotta be humble, we gotta open our heart, and we gotta accept the rebuke of a little man. And that's the heart that Father God wants from us. Loyal servant was not speaking plausible words. They spoke the words of righteousness. As we do so, that we can become true children of God, that we can become the perfect fruit of our shepherd. Let me conclude this message. So far, as we receive good wisdom and touch the heart of Father God, then we can receive answers to our prayers and the blessing of prosperity. So first, we have to make the confession of faith. Second, we have to give prayer of good heart. Third, we have to make peace with everybody and be united with everybody. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may receive answer to your prayers and the blessing of prosperity. And as a good fruit of the shepherd, you may enter New Jerusalem as true children of Father God.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love,
Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.